if you will, please, to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. I love preaching about heaven. So weeks before that, we preached the message on Christ. I made a statement last Sunday night in the message that just kind of resounded over and over in my own mind and heart. I will deal with that. The book of Jude, beginning, of course, in the first place. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, and I give all diligence to write unto you and to come in salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, what? That he should earnest and continue for the faith was delivered unto the saints. However, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only God and our Lord Jesus. If you would, please drop down to verse number 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, calling them out of the fire. What? Hating even the garment, what? Spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from calling the archivist of that. And to present you powerless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy and to grant him that. Read that 25th verse, read it out loud. Lift your hands and ask that God would help the pastor to preach this morning. Come on, we need somebody praying for me. Another verse, you may be seated in the middle verse, that we put with our message this morning is from the book of Romans, chapter number 1. They will change the truth of God into a lie. I'm afraid that I have met some of those who will change the truth of God into a lie. I told you, I believe I've met some of those W.A.O. I have a prayer request for you this morning. I've never been more serious in my life than I am right now. I've never been more serious when I'm asking you to pray for me. But I'm going to tell you how to pray. I want you to pray that before God will let me sin against you, sin against God, I'd rather he would kill me. That's a prayer request. I mean every word of it. Before we would ever depart from the truth, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of death, I'd rather die in the face than the king that has said he had a vision. You've heard it. He realized that he was looking into hell, but there was a man running through the fire. He would pick a man up and look at him. And throw him back in the fire, going to the door to another, pick him up, look at him. Throw him back in the fire, but the kind of the said, God, what am I seeing? He
that you're looking at a man in hell looking for the preacher who lied to you. God didn't say anything after that. That's the message for this guy. Last Sunday night, preaching on the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you picked up on it or not. But I made the statement that ministers have departed the faith. They no longer are preaching the truth. They no longer are sounding the alarm. It's amazing how God works through the preacher's mind and his heart. Because I'm not telling you everything I said last Sunday night, but I knew that somewhere in that was a message when you were getting it this morning. I got called after call after call last week. I can't tell you what the preachers were telling me. I've never been so alarmed. I've never been so flabbergasted. I've never been so shocked at and language being used in the pulpit. One man, almost weeping, he said, "Brother Robert, what am I going to do?" He said, "I love these people. I've passed them in 12, 13, 14, 15 years, and they're leaving me. And where they are going," and he began to tell them, "you, moms and dads, husbands and wives, my message to us here this morning is along the line of what I read in the book of Jude. The first thing that Jude did was indecency. Brother Walsh brought it up all those years ago. He said, when we write a letter, we sign our name at the end of the letter. But in the Bible, they sign their name at the first, I Paul, Peter and Apostle, Jesus, the Savior. Everything in this, mercy, peace, love, multiplied to you. The common salvation, you just name it. And before we get down to these latter verses, with a given glory to God, there is something that he put in there between you. I'm going to tell you, we're not home yet, but we're a long way from where we got saved. There's a lot of things that we have to battle with in the middle. A lot of things are going on. I'm going to preach to you today, taking the gloves off. I'm not very good with titles. Every time I preach, one of those precious girls in the office comes in, "What did you tell them?" And I said, "You didn't tell them. You heard it. I don't know. Make one up. If someone wants it, just remember what your name is, so you know what to go for. I believe that this earth is filled and has in it, put it that way, godly men, Holy Ghost filled men. I believe there are men that are walking this earth that are called of God, prepared to preach the gospel, and every time they get up, I believe they get up and say, 'Thank you, the Lord.' The man that called me Friday, whatever day it was, he referenced two churches in his city. One ran 18,000. Another ran whatever it was, 12,000, I believe. But when he began to tell me what was going on, I was shocked. I was glad I was sitting there. But then I was reminded of this. I preached a few years ago when that Jesus was a blind with a branch. Right? Every branch that beareth not fruit, he cuts it off. I want you to notice the latter part of that verse, and they're gathered of men. If you're interested in the gathering of men, there are places where they are. If I told you what I had on my mind this morning after what I heard, I looked at my watch. And that man had talked to me for 24 minutes and 20 seconds. With very few words from me, he was so troubled. And another man never heard from him. They're men of God. They're holy. They fear God. They only preach what God puts in their life and in their hearts. I don't know when it all started, but it is so escalated, it seems like it could have happened just yesterday. I've never seen such a persistence. I've never heard such alarming news in all of my life. That's what's going on now. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hearing things, but I'm not shocked by it, necessarily. But I did not think the church would still be here when that was going on. I thought, surely God is going to remove his people before some of these things begin to happen. Do you know a simple definition of apostasy? Do you no longer believe what you once believed? I was at home one day praying years ago. I believe it was God that spoke to me. He said, son, it's not only individuals and people that are falling away, the time of the falling away. Jesus cannot come. How many of you believe Jesus is coming? Tell amen. The end cannot come except the time of falling away first. I believe God spoke to my heart. And he said, not only individuals, denominations, fellowships. I'd live to see that happen. One God would call me. He told me that there, and he told me where the church was, that the pastor of that church, I'm going to take the garbage out, the pastor of that church will tell you if you run 100 to 200 people in your church, if you will come to my church, where it's at, and spend a few days with me, I'll have you running 600. I'm going to call names. John Osteen, one day, Brother Clinton and I went to his missions convention. He looked at Brother Clinton. He said, Brother Clinton, I want to talk to you for a minute. He said, if you'll let me, I can get Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, I can get all of these guys to your church, and you'll have the growth that I've had. Cheers to them. All the rest of them. Brother Kendall looked at him and said, John, I've got a question for you. What would I do with them when I come? Because I don't believe one thing that they believe, and they don't believe anything that I believe. Maybe I'll have to beat those out of the CD, DVDs. But that's who it was. Brother Kendall preached to us that all you want is a crowd, you will do anything to get one. God is the way that leads to destruction. We need all that walk in that way. Straight is the way. Narrow is the gate. And few they are. One thing I told that preacher the other day, I said, calm down, man. Just calm down, man. It's all in your Bible. Jesus said, when I come back, I'll find you. But he said, when people stay short, men and gentlemen are going to rise and say, we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. He said, I don't even know you. Don't serve the Lord, you serve the Lord. I'm telling you this morning, if you do not want me as your pastor, I'm only in a new place of the way of getting out of your way. But you better be careful who you listen to. You better be careful who you follow. You better be careful who you listen to their tapes, CDs, read their books. None of us are perfect, but there are those that have caught them unawares. You didn't recognize it. You didn't see it. You didn't know that was coming. His Bible said, no. It's in your Bible that any man that preaches to you that gain is godliness, run from him. In your Bible. Any man preaches godliness, godliness, run from him. Oh, Brother Dad Ritchie, I've only heard this story, of course. Dad Ritchie over in Houston. When he died, they were going to bury him in Papa's grave. At his funeral, they had flat, dead trucks, large trucks. And the funeral procession was made up of trucks deal with real issues, pressures, pain, whatever else. They didn't have enough money to pay for his funeral. Teachers went together and came up with this money to bury that man of God. I'd like to know how many of these guys with their millions are getting airplanes that when they want to have an operation, they go out of the country so nobody will know they had surgery. Come back in, and if you go to their service for prayer, if you've got a real problem, they put you in the back room. They put you in another tent. You are listening to me. Take the gloves off. We are in the last of the last days, and the Lord Jesus is coming. I never thought that I would see this apostasy before the rapture. I know the preachers reach out among themselves and ask a question. At what point do you think God's going to let this thing go before he takes this church up? I've already seen more than I thought I would. I've already heard more than I thought I would. And since my world is mostly made up of Christians, and I don't watch very much news, I'm not talking about what I hear out there. I'm not talking about what I see in the news. I'm talking about what I see in the church. I'm shocked at Christian people with the gospel that we've had in this church for 60 years. The move of God, the prayer, the fasting, the inerrancy of the word by the prison. My God, what happens? That devil creeps in unawares. We do not even really understand and know. But I've seen more than I ever thought that I would see. How many other believers? Of course, as a believer and knowing believers, with the vulgarities, with the morals, with all that I could share with you that's going on in the world, I would have said, never in this lifetime. You know why? We that are believers, we are the bride of Christ. That's my bride right over there. Continue to talk about 50 years. Since I took it from this platform, I've just been alive for the first time. I will tell you, just like all the rest of men here, we're easy going. We're not the bank of you, but if you fool that bride, you're in trouble. Do you feel that way? How tall are you? 6 foot. Anybody want to fool this man? He's not going to fool you either. If you go back in that nursery, and you don't fit that lady, you will fool this man. We are the bride of Christ. Language, forgiveness, sex, violence, evil. You can't even check out the grocery line without seeing filth and nudity. It's in front of you everywhere you go. That's the work of the devil. That is sin. That's hell. I guess God is proving that he has the people that will not bow their knee to that God of this world. We don't listen to his music. We don't watch his movies. Maybe some of you do, but you need to get over that. There's one thing in, and I'm not even through with the introduction yet. One thing with this message. I begin to think of the timidity of the pastor, of the priest, the evangelist. We're cowards. Cowards. Those for the ministry, they're cowards. They want to be popular. They do not want to deal with the issues. They're not that thinking. You know, religion years and years and years and years and years ago, they took the songs of the blood out of the songbook. With this point, we do not want to blood in the religion. When they made that movie, the crucifixion of the cross, they tell me that was the most gory, bloody thing we've ever seen. What I'm saying is, a non-godly man trying to make money made a movie, and the worse he made it, the more popular it was, and the more money he made, on the preacher, he had not even seen his home about to build. Calvary is already the law. I've been told in California, if a pastor preacher gets up and mentions homosexuality, put him in jail. I'm ready here, but I thank God Almighty. Don't fill me with the Spirit. Like Peter in the book of Acts. Come on, don't you make subject. Boldness. Boldness. That we may declare the unsearchable riches. In music, movies, covers, whatever they can find, they want to use it. You can want to use it. While that timid, little old guy does not want to mess up his salary, let the people sit in front of him and go to him. If I ever get away from this, God forgive me. I can tell you where this lady hit me from the first time. When we went to, what was it, Houston, Texas, or whatever, 1800. That former governor from the state of Indiana, wherever, he was talking, and he used the scripture, speak the truth in love. If I ever get to the place where whatever I say is not in the love of God, I need to be stopped. I need to be stopped. When you love someone, you'll do anything to say. You'll do anything to say. We've not been taken out of the law. So what have we got to do? We've got to remain faithful, even though it's going to climb deeper and deeper and deeper. Then they begin to pray. They will not endure the same doctrine. But when people themselves teaching, have an itching ears, so prophesy and die through. Have a great friend, has his own business, and there, well, he's not beautiful, never been in this place, he's a friend. He likes the gospel singing, his favorite group, he went to hear, and contributed to what he said. And he thought his great sermon was going to be. When they got through, they began to put on their rings, break out their cigarettes, talk about sermon. Did you get what he said earnestly, contend for the faith? Don't read the Bible. But remember, I told you, because I love you, you're going to pay for it. Lay out a Sunday school. Because you're going to show the pastor, you cannot tell me what to do. May I quote from scripture, obey those that have the authority over you, for they watch after your soul. When he said, obey those that have the authority over you, he wasn't talking about your boss and your family. He's talking about that man that has the burden for your soul. Leave your children out of Sunday school. Leave them out. You know, people, go sit somewhere else. Let that teacher and that class go on without you. And I want to tell you, one day they will go on without you. But I wouldn't want to go where you may be located. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. I used to play trumpet in here. Who did I talk about this? Who played trumpet? But he told me one day, he said, people will practice what is easy and what they like. Rather than practicing the things that they need. If heaven was what most people believe it is, and I understand why they live like they live. They live after the carnality of their own lives. Take the drugs now. They live according to their own purpose. If you want to do a little Bible study, you go look at the three sins of Sodom. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Three sins of Sodom. I'm going to tell you what. It dawned on me sitting at my desk at home that I have seen those who that have changed the word of God into a lie. I'm going to tell you something. In your Bible, it's told us that there would come a time when it would be brother against group, brother against brother, mother against. There'll come a time when it's going to be strong against father. I know I'm not very popular. I hope I'm in good standing with God. I don't want to be unpopular with anyone. But my own popularity with you is because of what I believe. By the help and the grace of Almighty God, you're never going to interfere with that. David told Micah, his son and his wife, I've become more vile than this. I pray that God will get me closer to him than I've ever been. It may remove me from somebody. It may remove me from something. But it's going to get me closer to God. He said, I'm giving you under my wing as a hand in the food. As Jerusalem wouldn't, but I will. If God will help us, would you look at what I will call, I guess the Malacca, you know, the established church in America? Would you look at it? You see that lady sitting right there? Like, look at two ladies. Maybe that makes sense. She came in my office some months ago. Look at it. She said, you do not have an idea what's going on. Don't you say this? But I've got a message for you. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse. This thing is spiraling downward. I'm surprised that the Lord has carried this long. But no matter how low it's spiraling, keep your eyes. One thing that Christians are doing, those that are, and some Christians are holding on by their fingernails. That rope, all the stretch is a few knots that they can do to it. But there's nothing under it. And I want to tell you, what they're doing, I'm talking about and living for God, serving God, what they're doing is they're making excuses. They are making excuses. That's not really what they want you to believe in. That's what they try to convince you that it is. Hanging on by the truth. Jesus said, I give you life. I give it to you more abundantly. Somebody talks about how bad it is and how sad it is. Go sing that verse to someone else. I believe the closer you get to God, the more clear it is. The corruption, the sin, everything. I'm tempted to tell you that one thing I'll teach on that Tuesday, Thursday night. This is a spiritual book. I was sitting in my office table this morning. I was sitting in my house. You know the scripture that God puts over nations, He's the mother who will, and the people who are supported. Mr. Obama, there's people in here that support Mr. Trump. You just take your pick. But God, in that same verse in the book of Daniel, when he said by putting over the nations of your servants, he says, even though he be the basest of the world. God said, I can put even the most wicked, the most compliant. I don't know who you're going to talk. I've got the gloves off today. Don't matter who you're going to talk. But I'm going to tell you one thing. That I believe in stuff one. Whether you're fine with it, why I believe in him. God said, I will bless those that bless you, talking to Israel, I curse those that curse you. Mr. Trump said, I'm going to move the capital city to Jerusalem. I know that we give them a lot of money, but he's taking a stance. I don't, we may be the best fishermen. And I say that to say this. Brother Walt said, God never puts two chains on the same track at the same time. He said, there will come a time when this train that we're on, the Gentiles, God is going to take us off the track and put Israel on that track. The track of God's interest, the track of God's working. You have your own imaginations and your own thoughts. but I'm going to try to stay with that which is true. Believing that there's a reason for everything under the sun. Is God getting ready to turn all of his attention to that truth? This is not a newscast. That Netanyahu has made friends, I don't remember exactly how many, but 5 or 6 of those Arab states within the Netanyahu. Right? Have you heard that? I've heard it. On the news. Something in this earth is happening. And while it's happening, that church is silent. That church is non-committal. That church is popular. My Bible tells me that if you were out there the Lord, they will hear you. But he said, because you're not of the Lord, they will not hear you. Just one day last week, these glasses were so heavy, I told my wife, I got you something out of the mess. We got to have an old pair of sandals going on to get things for the mess. I got to stop. Take three people. Thank you, man. Hey, come inside the car. Hey, take 3 people. No matter where we go, it's just like that. I love them. But I'm not going to play a game of religion to try to catch them. And for me and my house, we're going to believe in God. We're going to stand for God. Unmovable. Unshakable. It's going to actually get worse. I'm going to pray for this. Thank you for that great choir song. Thank you, God, that did not bring you to have us singing this morning. The reason it is the way that it is, do you remember that message I preached to you many years ago? I had black and I had black. I preached to you on 3 times a few years. Do you remember the message? If not, maybe I'll break it out a little bit. There are 3 kinds of believers. True believers, unbelievers, and make believers. You may even have yourself here, but you don't have God for you. There is something very special for the child of God. Always. And I've always said, I'll come in. I don't need you, my Lord, for thank you. I'm never stronger, I never see. Promises. My arm is not short of you. That's what I mean. When the enemy comes in like a flood, always at the stage. Your enemy will come in one way and go out again. Promises. Are you glad to know this? That there are still those that are not about to leave the world. And I've got these together. They're not going to that world.